Wisconsin growers produce more than half the nation's cranberries, yet the pesky stem gall has defoliated plants in some central Wisconsin beds and allowed weeds to take over. Tom Lochner is executive director of the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association.
Wisconsin had a record crop last year, so overall it didn't hurt the state's total production, but individual growers I know are seeing some crop loss as a result of it.
UW-Madison plant pathologist Patricia McManus has been trying to figure out why some, but not all, plants are susceptible to stem gall. At first it was thought the problem was a fungus, and some farmers sprayed for that. But she discovered that it's common bacteria that are invading plants with injuries, likely caused by a combination of winter weather conditions and harvesting equipment damage.
Sometimes they want to get every last cranberry off that plant, and so they put the beaters down low and just bam, you know, really beat up the plant.
McManus says growers could adjust the equipment's height, speed, and the way it turns corners to reduce damage. Plus, she says bacteria attacked injured plants the most after mild winters.
Cranberries would be much happier under ice where the temperature remains constant.
Patricia McManus says stem gall is just starting to show up in other states. Meanwhile, if this latest research increases production, it comes as a mixed blessing. The government limits production if there's a cranberry surplus. That hasn't happened for a couple of years, but Tom Lochner says it could happen again if there's a good crop in 2005. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.